Now it's 16 minutes to 10. Have a listen to this. This is page 7, Courier Mail today. Queensland's strict criteria for reopening its borders. Unrealistic, says the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. And she's warned those borders, or our border with New South Wales, could be shut for the duration of the pandemic. Now, the New South Wales Premier made the claim, as New South Wales was given until tomorrow to track down the source of 3 new COVID cases, or risk the November 1 reopening of the border being pushed back because of the strict test of 28 days with no community transmission. Now, it goes on to say, as COVID became a hot-button campaign issue yesterday, the Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles revealed contact tracers would be given 48 hours to link the new New South Wales cases to existing clusters, or the clock could restart. He said, quote, as far as we know, Queensland was on track for a review near the end of the month and a potential reopening 1st November, the day after the Queenslanders head to the polls. But he also confirmed that if New South Wales couldn't track down the links over the next 2 days, then Queensland would consider pushing back the border reopening day. You imagine this, people in tourism hearing this, people without work in tourism or whatever hearing this, people in business, people taking boats out to the reef. They're only allowed so many because of the space restrictions, etc. And, of course, you haven't got any significant numbers wanting to go to the reef because they can't get into Queensland, and they hear this and they think, my God, I thought I'd last another month and just save my business, and now they think maybe I'm not going to last at all. Steve Edmondson's on the line. Steve is the owner-operator of a boat called Sailaway to the north of here. He's on the line. Yes, he is, and he's set to go. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
This
morning.
Must have been devastating for you to hear the prospects of that open date being put off again, possibly.
There's just more ambiguity and uncertainty, which is why it's very hard for people to have confidence to book, although they would love to come.
This business of the 28 days is being bandied around as something that seems really too harsh. The New South Wales Premier yesterday said, you know, we may never get 28 days without a case. Without a case of transmission here. Yeah. So we may not see for a long time the borders reopen. In fact, she's talking about till the end of the pandemic. So have we got to look at this 28-day requirement, because it really is potentially catastrophic for your industry, for people getting going again with their jobs, business, et cetera, in our state?
Absolutely. I don't see why it's not more collective than, unfortunately, all the power that has been extended by their own choice by Dr. Jeanette Young till the end of the year. Where does the bigger picture come in? Where's the vision to understand what pain is being caused? And I really don't have any confidence, and I'm very disappointed the government just don't get it for North Queensland, for tourism, to understand these decisions and the impact are incredible. So if you really want to keep people safe and actually look after the state, you'd have to have a lot more open mind about what does that actually mean. So it's really very, very disappointing and a huge impact, because it just extenuates it even further, and it means that perhaps it never really changed. When do they make up their own rules on that? I thought there was all these experts should have some sort of collective viewpoint of how to manage this.
Yeah. Tell me about the current state. You'd hear from other operators, reef operators, and perhaps people just in business up here. Are they really struggling to hang in there?
I think it's fair to say that we're sort of crawling back. We want to be positive. We're not here to whinge. And, we accept that this is a massive challenge and there's going to be pain for everybody. There's no confusion. Small businesses are more realistic than anybody, really, because they know that if they get it wrong, it's going to fall over. So we can't afford wastage or poor decisions. So it gives a good mindset to how to survive through interesting, challenging times. There are signs of light, and that's what we're working towards. So to have every little blip or distraction and reset by their own agenda is incredibly damaging, because it just drags on and on and on. So my question would be, what price to pay for not having confidence in your own management responses?
Can I ask you, what's the experience of taking a boat out to the reef, just to one day in the life of Sailaway? How different is it these days from what it was, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever?
I think in terms of the experience is better than ever. We do have four sailaways. We have small groups doing different activities with high level of guiding and education. So we do feel confident that we are still very, very relevant. Post-COVID, what we're doing, we're completely committed to feeling that's where the way we want people want to travel and what you can get out of a sustainable, renewable experience. It's relaxing and fun, but it's also some of the best things you do in life.
Yes.
And that's the unfortunate thing, that the government don't necessarily see tourism as valuable as it really is and has contributed towards. It's sort of a fill-in lightweight things, but if you talk about an infrastructure project or a bypass, yet the and regional employment and the headspace it needs for Australians to be able to have that time to perform and feel better is actually the experiences that they can do right under their nose. And I think we've all agreed that the overwhelming feedback has been, wow, I didn't realize it was so beautiful. To understand and explore the local areas, absolutely get that. But we're talking about, you know, Queensland. What about the Australians? Why, you know, we should absolutely be pumping and businesses thriving with the management response of sort of national market. Those 9.5 million people who would have been going, spending money overseas, we should actually be really busy. Instead, you've got this great spots, and then you've got regional areas that are massively impacted. So, yeah, the experience doesn't deteriorate, but the lack of ability for people to come and the reduced confidence to commit to a booking is a really missed opportunity.
Actually, that's an interesting one. Can I just ask you about, well, how you're labouring under those restrictions on numbers? Are they easing yet?
Well, actually, John, it's interesting because we are a small boutique operator and we've chosen to have different experiences within our different sailing boats. We didn't actually have to reduce numbers.
Okay.
So we have been fortunate with that, that because of our spacing and our small boutique services, the numbers on the boat aren't necessarily reduced because we're outside, it's fresh air, you're sailing and so on, or you're going to an island or a coral cay. That's all great. The numbers that are restricted is the people who can actually come here. We've got crew. We have one the other day who had to do a virtual funeral for her grandfather, you know, in New South Wales. We've got all of these other damages that are being incurred by the decisions they've made of trying to say, no, we're going to stick on this line, whatever it costs, but they're not considering the bigger picture. It's creating more damage then they're trying to feel comfortable in their own bubble of feeling that you're doing a great service by locking everybody up.
Yes. Now, I understand the bigger boats going out to the reef, virtually they're on a roster system some weeks back. Is that still happening?
I think there was an arrangement in Cairns. And then we're trying to be available, and we've got a trip most days, usually to the outer reef, Mackay Cay, and then we'd also Low Isles and Sunset sailing 5 nights a week. So we want to be available. When people have managed to get here, that's a big deal. And we had people who brought a family out, private charter the other day, and they were from South Australia with a bunch of kids. What a big effort. What a big adventure. Because they say, I'm so glad. We really want to support you guys. So you must be so feeling it. And they really are great, interesting, compassionate reasons why people want to buy local and seek out small businesses.
Okay.
And we are equally wanting to make sure we reward them with that is a very worthwhile experience.
Did things for all the boats pick up during the school holidays?
Well, people tend to think there's more boats than they are because it looks a bit of a jungle, but there's basically, you know, three major operators here and a small scatter of family businesses left. And the marine environment is very different than what you think about it was 5-10 years ago. So there's not a lot, and it's important for, I'd suggest, that travellers pick wisely, you know, really know what they want to support and what's going to be a most suitable experience for them. So it's not a mass market. We're not in transport. We have a very passionate team that is the biggest pressure for us, John, is keeping your team together, keeping busy enough work that your carefully handpicked crew that have had years of practice, marine biology skills, master reef guiding skippers who love what we do and showcasing the Great Barrier Reef. It's taken years to find such an amazing team.
Yeah.
And you don't want that drifting away because they're just like, oh, sorry, but I just can't afford to pay my bills. So that's our biggest pressure, is knowing that we've got a wonderful operation, a great, great product, but those skilled people have bills, and we've all got these fixed costs. And the part of the problem is, if the government feel that, you know, classic example, okay, John, last week we had a grant that came up, great, looks good, 10 out of 10 for marketing, spin, reunite and recover, $10,000 if you've been impacted by international markets. Mm. We're down, that $3 million down, yet we were offered a $10,000 grant towards that, and we found out that, well, actually, you're not eligible because you had $10,000 in June towards increasing your online resources. Mm. So it's like a lot of spin, a lot of bullshit, but if it was all going so well and it was managed so well, why are people suffering so much? Yeah. Why are these black holes of economic damage in North Queensland there if they were really, these plans were working?
Yeah.
They're not, and we're really disappointed and let down in the tourism sector for North Queensland.
Thanks for talking to me today, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Steve Edmondson, he's the owner-operator of Sail Away up there at Port Douglas.